Hey, it's me. It's Carlos. Welcome, 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 welcome. I'm so glad to have you here just for another week. That's all I needed. That's all that got me through last week was thinking that I could be talking to you again. Yes, it's the new seductive Carlos. Welcome. I'm going to give you a few random dating tips this week. These are some things that I think every woman kind of has an inkling about, but we forget. And it's the reminding that has the most effect overall. So I'm going to give you a little bit of reminding about some dating tips for women that will get you what you want. It'll get you what you're looking for, especially with men these days. Because let's face it, the rules of dating have changed, and the rules of society and some of our culture have even changed, which makes things, well, a little difficult at times. First rule I'm going to throw at you is the dual role of games. What is game playing anyway? Well, game playing is when you know something will have a certain effect on somebody and you use it tactically to get that effect on the other person. It comes across as manipulative when, you know, especially when I talk about it like that. But the reality is there are some games that are necessary. There are some games that work. And would it make that game invalid if you just weren't aware of it but happened upon it by luck? Like you accidentally didn't call him for a few days, which made him more into you because you didn't come across as needy? Or what if you deliberately didn't call him for a few days? Would that make it a game just because you knew what you were doing and did it intentionally for the same effect? Well, I struggle with those questions because I think they're very important to ask. Do we really need games? Well, game playing is game playing when it's done strictly to benefit the person playing the game, right? If you're doing it and it's just a win for you, that's game playing. However, if it's a win-win, if it makes the relationship start out better, well, then it's not a game. I mean, who could call it game playing if you decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to deliberately not call him because I just don't feel like it's, I feel like it would crowd him a little bit. I feel like it would make him think I was needy. So I'm just not going to call tonight. It doesn't matter if he calls me. It doesn't matter what effect it has on him. But tonight, I'm just not going to call him. Is that game playing? Just because you were aware that you made a decision to do something good about your status, your posture, your dating life? I don't think so. And I think that's why certain games will be necessary. And it's okay as long as you're aware of them and you know how to use them responsibly, ethically. Like the old Spider-Man saying, with great power comes what? Great responsibility. Quick rule, 2-week test. If he hasn't called you back 2 weeks after your last date, ditch him. Dump him, drop him, move on. He's obviously, as they say, not that into you. And don't take it personally, because even if you had a great time on that first date, it doesn't mean anything about you. Any number of things could have come up. Another ex from his past. Maybe the guy was married. You know, you just never know. Okay, the married thing is an unfair poke, because that's one of the unfair criticisms of guys, is that we're all out there in relationships already trying to cheat and get into another relationship with another one. That's just not true. Okay, any more true than it is for a lot of women out there. We all have our dalliances and we all have our issues, but one of the things we've got to do is be able to move on. Okay, so don't waste your time trying to figure out whether or not this guy was the right one for you. What happened? What's wrong with me? Why am I not perfect? Just get yourself back out there and doing it again. Turnaround courtesy is another topic I like to bring up from time to time. Every so often, you got to you got to reciprocate. You got to be able to give a turnaround, as I say. Guys buy a lot of things for women. We buy dates. We try and buy the experience for you. We try and make you happy. Every so often, you got to do that for us too. Sometimes you got to order some food or maybe take him out on a date, take him out to a movie, do something like that. And it will also give him the feeling of, oh, she's also in this too. She's also playing her part. And that really is reassuring to a guy. Oh, and if he does buy you something, if he does get you something, and maybe it's not your taste, or maybe it's not the most, well thought out gift in the world, every so often, just eat it or drink it or use it or wear it, whatever. Just go ahead, wear whatever it is he buys for you. Or if he just, you know, takes you out to eat someplace and it's not your type of food, find something on the menu you can stand and just eat it, or whatever it may be. Okay, showing appreciation is what he really needs, not the critique or the criticism of, you don't even know who I am, do you, to take me out to a place like that? You know, you got to make sure that you're keeping his confidence level high, because that's what he's trying to do. No matter what dumb thing he's trying to do, most of the time he's trying to do it to please you. So you got to recognize that and make sure that you show some appreciation. Another is knowing when not to talk about stuff. Something you want to hold back on is obviously the X talk. You can hold that for another time way later on when it comes time to analyze, you know, what his particular psychology is in relationships. Do that stuff later on. Don't talk about your ex-boyfriend. Don't talk about any former boyfriend of yours or any kind of love interest or ex-husband. Just don't do it. You don't even need to, all right, for a long, long time, especially during the early stages of dating, at least in the first, I'd say even 3 to 6 months, you might not even need to go there. And don't give him your whole autobiography. Don't tell him your whole life story. Drag things out. Give yourself some mystery. There's always something you're going to want to let him find out about you later on. It keeps his interest and keeps him engaged. Remember that mystery is one of the most important factors in developing attraction with guys. Another tip for you, keep your eyes on the prize. That means more than one thing. Keep your eyes on him, but keep your loyalty there as well. Even if you see other guys that are attractive or look good, if you do it even just on the sly, believe it or not, guys can pick it up. Yeah, I know that women can definitely do it when guys do it, but one of the things women don't often realize is that we notice when you notice, especially when it's another guy. And of course, he's going to wonder, is she going to be loyal? Because loyalty is one of the most important traits for him within a relationship. So keep those eyes on him as the prize. Another important tip is knowing when to cut it off, when to put it to an end. Trust your intuition. Don't keep dating him if you know he's not the right guy for you. Don't keep him around hoping you're going to find some guy that's better. It's just not fair to him or you. Do the right thing and have the cojones to move on when you need to. Another thing I've seen women do on occasion that really made a difference, and I always relate this to women, is the expression of enthusiasm and interest. In other words, showing him that you're excited. Show him you're excited when he shows up to pick you up. You know, if you really feel that way, then by all means, show it. If you don't, well, then that's another issue that you need to take care of, right? But he wants to know that you're excited to see him, and that is really important to him. Holding back to try and be all demure and try and play the hard-to-get thing doesn't always work. There's places for that, especially when he comes to pick you up. He wants to know that you're into him, that you're digging him, that you're into this whole thing. So showing him that you're excited and happy to see him is really, really important. The hard-to-get stuff, there's other places for that, but this is not the one. Because if he thinks that you're not that into seeing him, this is one of the key indicators, by the way. He looks to see how you react when you first see him, if you're excited or not, or if it's blah. And that tells him on the inside, oh, okay, this chick just thinks of me as a friend, or no, she's really into me. Another tip that I think is really important for women to understand is that you don't want to hurry things. You don't want to rush into the relationship too quickly. Got to resist that temptation to create that super closeness early on. There's something in us that really does hunger for it. And it depends on your home life and how you grew up and how you developed your own attachment to other people. But, you know, we all want that super close relationship, that love relationship that makes us one with a person, you know, unified and makes us really feel whole. But you can't rush it. It is something that takes time. And it's also very rare. You can't make it happen overnight. So by all means, make sure that you take the proper amount of time to let things go their natural course. If you're pushing it a little bit, it's like being in a boat. I always tell women, you know what? Get into the boat, get into the river, and steer the boat with your paddle. Don't paddle really hard, okay? Because paddling really hard, just it makes the water all disruptive. It makes you a little out of control. It's just kind of manic and a little bit neurotic. Just let the boat go. And if the current takes you back to shore again, and you have to get out, get into a new boat, that's okay. What do you think of my metaphor? I kind of like that one, the little boat in the river. Another one that kind of goes without saying, and I advise quite a bit, is hold back on sleeping with him on the first date. I know there's so much out there that tells you, it's okay, you're liberated, you're a woman that can do what she wants, if it feels right, go with it. But the reality is that more times than not, sleeping with a guy on the first date is counterproductive to a relationship. Because for a guy, what we do is we go through the, oh, I want to chase her, I want to try and get into her pants. But we really don't want to succeed on the first date. No matter what a man says, he wants to try, but he wants to feel like he almost could. Like he could, but he doesn't have to. And that for him is a kind of power, a little rush for a guy. And that's what gets him addicted to the process, which then sets up the dynamic where he can fall in love with you. But you don't need to sleep with him on the first date. That's not how you hook a man in. A lot of women think that's the only way to do it. Because once you get him sexual, well, then he's going to keep coming back for more. Well, very often it sets up the wrong precedent for a relationship and hurts you in the long run because you're kind of skipping past all the stuff you need to get through to get to that fun time in bed. So hold back on it at least, please, until the second or third date. I would say even longer, quite honestly. But you got to, of course, at the same time, balance that with enough indicators that tell him he's on the right track. Some guys do have the expectation, hey, I'm going to be able to sleep with her on the third date. And if that's where you want to go, that's fine. But remember, you still have to leave something for him to discover, something for him to chase, something for him to win. Because men do want to chase. We're lions. We're looking to bring down our prey in a lot of ways. And if you don't give that to us, well, it's going to leave us feeling like there was something missing. That's not to say a relationship can't evolve out of that, but you want to give yourself the best possible opportunity. So take your time. There's no rush. If he's really into you, if he's really meant to be your man, he'll stick around and he'll be there when the time comes. Now, there's some tips I've heard that were really good. They were told by women that were kind of in retrospect. In other words, they went through their dating life, they found a relationship, and then they looked back on the tips and things that they had heard along the way or the things they had learned and wanted to relate that, you know what, I wish I had known this back then. And, you know, here's a couple of those things, because these are tips that you should know about too. When you like a guy and your mutual friends have a lot of stories about him, maybe excessively drinking, excessively partying, doing anything really to excess or with character traits that might be, let's say, less than desirable, rethink that infatuation. Rethink what you think about him. You know, it's not going to be a positive thing in a relationship, much less out of a relationship. So you really have to take it all into perspective. Sometimes I know the attraction and the lust overrides, but you've got to have a certain amount of common sense on top of it. Another is work on your ability to pick up on whether or not a guy is gay or not. This one's a little bit weird, I know, and it's not at all meant to be homophobic, but it is meant to save you from a lot of trouble. There are a lot of guys out there who are dating, looking for love with women, let's just say who shouldn't be looking for women. They might be, I don't know, they might be neurotic, they might have had a lot of issues growing up, and they just can't confess it or can't come out of that closet. I'm still remembering that South Park episode where they're making fun of a certain movie star, and they couldn't make any kind of connotation about him being gay, so they just kept joking about, come on, would you please come out of the closet, because he ran upstairs and hid in the upstairs closet of the house. And they use that as a metaphor, you know, like, come on, please, just admit you're gay. That's all we need to hear. But if you can pick up on it, if you can pick up on those weird things, it'll make your life a hell of a lot easier. I'll tell you right now, one of the relatives in my family, they actually married a gay guy and didn't know it, and eventually he came out, and it had a devastating effect on the family up until the very end. So please make sure you take a little time to spot that sort of thing, or at least ask your friends who might have a better ability to spot it. Another important tip is the first date is not a make or break situation. Yes, there are first impressions, but sometimes you can kind of detect, hey, maybe I should give him another break. Maybe I should give him another chance. There's a possibility here that this guy might be better than I think. So you decide, I'll give him that second chance. Then there's guys you go on that first date with and you're like, no friggin' way. There's no way I'm going to see this guy ever again. He's an idiot, a boorish fool. And please, again, even no matter if he comes to you pleading and telling you that he's going to change or his character will change or that's not who he really is, or that drunken escapade on your date where he threw up in your car was acceptable, no. Just let that go. Okay? So there's a couple ways you can look at that, but I would say make sure that you're giving him the right amount of chance if he deserves it, and if he doesn't, drop him like a rock. And the one I want to leave you with today, it's an important one because I see this one showing up in a lot of lists, and it's a lot of distortion in a lot of ways, are these lists that tell you that you have signs that the two of you are meant to be. Some of these can be taken at face value. Some of them are accurate, but they're not the sign that he's meant to be. They're a sign that he is a good possibility. That's the important thing to remember from lists like that. Don't go looking for a signal that tells you, yes, yes, yes. Look for a signal that tells you, possibly, possibly, maybe. You know, that's all you need to figure out. The yes, yes, yes part comes after time, after actually being with him. after having a relationship with him, after spending that time, and it proving itself through the passage of time. Okay, there's so many lists out there. I saw a few online before as I was doing some research trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about in this particular show. There's all these signals. What they are really, they're kind of signals for the opposite. In other words, if you don't have these signs, or if you have signs to the opposite of this, it's probably not meant to be. But in the other direction, don't look for things that tell you, oh, he's my soulmate. Oh, he's definitely the one. There are no signs for that. The only sign for that is him stepping up and proving day by day when he's with you that he is the one, that he overcomes his weaknesses, that he keeps coming back, that he understands you and gets you and things like that. That happened over a long period of time. And yeah, you can look back on a few of those and say, hey, that's a sign, isn't it? Yes, but it took time for you to find that sign and to really be able to pick it out. So don't look for signs that you're meant to be. Look for signs of things that mean this is definitely a possibility. A definite possibility. I like that term. So there you go. This is Carlos Cavallo. I love giving tips like this because I know that they're going to have the most impact in the shortest amount of time. But next week, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see if I come up with something new, something different, something challenging for you. Maybe an exercise or something that makes you grow as a woman in the relationship. This is Carlos Cavallo. It's been great talking to you. I would love to give you more information like this. And in fact, if you'd love to get more relationship on how to make your relationship work, I encourage you to go on over to datingadviceguru.com/forever. datingadviceguru.com/forever. I'll be talking to you again soon.
datingadviceguru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.